Surpass, go beyond expectations. Red.
Track 2.
1.
You earn a salary from your work.
2.
You win money in contests or the lottery.
3.
You purchase items from a store with money.
4.
You waste money if you don't spend it wisely.
5.
You put aside money to save for something.
6.
If you can't afford something, you have enough money to buy it.
7.
If something costs a lot, it's expensive.
8.
When you lend money to someone, you expect them to return it.
9.
You should pay back the money that you owe someone.
10.
You donate money to charity to help other people or society.
Track 3.
Minho. I'm a senior in college with several tutoring jobs. The pay is higher than average, so I have nothing to complain about. I save as much as possible and try not to waste any money on things I don't really need. Each month, I put aside more than half of my paycheck in my savings account. For now, having nice things is less important than preparing for the future. I think paying back my student loans quickly will be very important. I'm planning to get a job after graduation and pay off my loans within 3 years. Beth.
I recently got a pay raise, but my salary still isn't very high. I need to earn more money because my rent isn't as cheap as it used to be. In fact, most of my money goes to rent. Still, I'm pretty good at managing my money, so I can usually afford to do the things I want. To me, nothing is more exciting than watching musicals and concerts. Each month, I always put aside some money for tickets. Lately, I've been thinking of getting a credit card that offers discounts on tickets. That way, I can afford good seats more easily.
Track 4.
1. The pay is higher than average. 2. Having nice things is less important than preparing for the future. 3.
My rent isn't as cheap as it used to be.
4.
To me, nothing is more exciting than watching musicals and concerts.
5.
That way, I can afford good seats more easily.
Track 5.
How stores get you to spend more. Are you a smart shopper, shopping around for the best bargains and deals? Or do you go into a store just planning to spend, spend, spend? Maybe you've left a store thinking, "What a steal," after you got a great deal. But whether you realize it or not, many stores use clever tricks to get customers to shop longer and spend more money. They can even trick you to buy a certain item. Here are some common ways that stores get more money out of your wallet and into their cash registers. 1. Location, location, location. Have you ever thought about the layouts of stores? You might not have realized it, but retail stores are carefully planned. Many stores put impulse buy products like gum or magazines near the checkout counters. Similarly, grocery stores put special bargains at their entrances or at the ends of aisles. That way, every shopper will see them. It's a well-known tactic to increase sales. 2. Tricking your senses. Sounds and smells can influence a shopper's behavior. The music in trendy fashion stores is faster than in other stores. It makes shoppers feel excited, so that they will buy more items. The volume and genre of music can also affect a shopper's behavior, but the effect depends on the situation and the person. What about scent? Grocery stores often choose to make shoppers feel hungry. They put baked goods at the front to spark shoppers' appetites. Stores are also aware that scents bring up certain memories, and it makes customers more likely to buy certain items. This is why you smell coconut in the summer wear section. It reminds you of the beach, so that you buy a swimsuit or Hawaiian shirt there. 3. Which to choose? Choosing which products to buy can sometimes be very difficult. Many people think that having more options is better, but this can actually cause a dilemma for shoppers. So most stores try to give fewer options, but this is not just for the customers. To boost the sales of a certain item, they display this item together with other similar products, a cheaper one and a more expensive one. One study showed that when a cheap off-brand jam, a middle-priced jam, and an expensive organic jam were displayed together, customers often chose the middle-priced jam. The customers believed they'd made a reasonable choice in both quality and price. However, the truth is more likely that the middle-priced jam is the item the store wanted to sell the most. 4. What a bargain! Stores are always offering discounts. 50% off sales and buy one get one free deals can be great bargains. However, buyers often get too excited by the huge bright red discount signs. They assume that the sale price is good without even knowing the original price. Also, time limits make people extremely nervous. When a store announces a one-day only sale, people feel like they shouldn't miss out on the opportunity, especially when it is their favorite store. Sales like these are used very effectively to get shoppers to buy things they never planned on buying. They think they're saving money, but actually, they're spending more.
Track 6.
Steve. I don't really like shopping, but I needed some new shirts for summer. As I was walking by some stores, I could hear the rapid beat of dance music coming from up ahead. I noticed it was an electronics store. It looked really interesting, so I went inside just to look around. I ended up staying there a bit longer than I had planned, and eventually left the store with a new pair of headphones.
Jenna.
When I go to a store, I usually focus only on what I need. Last week, when I went to the cosmetic store, I planned on only buying some lipstick and eyeliner. But when I got to the register and saw all the candy and snacks, I just couldn't help myself. There was a buy one, get one free promotion for some chocolate, so I had to treat myself. I was proud for mostly sticking to my list, so I didn't mind enjoying a little reward.
Kumar.
I love cooking and trying new food. The other day, I saw a recipe for a delicious Japanese dish. I wanted to try it right away, so I went to buy the ingredients. I wasn't familiar with one of the sauces I needed, and the supermarket had several different brands. Some of them looked very nice, and others seemed cheap. I ended up finding decent ones that were somewhere in the middle price-wise. I happily purchased the medium-priced sauce along with some other groceries.